You're not crazy. Yep, that's what we're talking about today. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom, right into it today, y'all. We right into it. I'm hype. I got some energy. Shout out to my friend Lisa for Lisa's part of my support group. We had a good conversation in our morning support chat, and she inspired me. So shout out to Lisa. My support groups links are in the bio description, everywhere you can find them there, y'all. But yes, you are not crazy. Narcissistic people, toxic people, they want you to feel crazy. They want you to think you're going crazy, but you are not crazy. You might feel like you are, y'all. Just be realistic. When you're in these toxic relationship dynamics, you lose a bit of who you are. You lose the most authentic version of yourself. You lose who you were at the beginning, right? You're no longer the same person. And that's understandable. A lot of people face this dilemma of it going through, like, I don't know who I am anymore. And because you've been gaslit and manipulated so much and lied to so much, you start to question your own. You start to question reality. Am I the crazy? Am I overreacting? Am I really insecure? Did I really catch them cheating? Are these screenshots real? Has this video of them clapping them other cheeks, has this been doctored in any way? I don't know what's going on anymore. You are not crazy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your feelings are valid. You saw what you saw. You heard what you heard. You spoke what you spoke. You tasted what you tasted. You know what I mean? all five senses. You feel it. What? See, you smelt it too. You smelt what they dealt. You smelt what they dealt. You get it, y'all. You are not crazy. I'm just telling you. It serves the narcissist to make you feel like you're crazy. It does. It really does. It serves them to make you feel like you are the narcissist, or make you feel like you're crazy, to make you feel like you are the toxic one. Quick break, y'all. Sorry for the interruption. Want to make sure you hit that subscribe button, turn on all notifications, check out my courses and my support groups as well. Now back to your video. Like, they love it when you react. Like, if you're reacting to the abuse, like, if reactive abuse is a real thing, if you're reacting to something that they did to you and you're having an over-the-top reaction, like you're screaming, you're crying, you're yelling, you're in pain, and they record you to make it seem like you are the main antagonist. Look how crazy you are. See, you're going crazy. Look how calm I am. I'm recording you. I'm going to show this to everybody to show you how crazy you are. Look how calm I am. Only one of us is yelling and screaming, and that one of us is you. So you must be the crazy one. And they do that over and over and over again. And the longer you stay in it, the more you feel like you are the problem. The longer you stay around this person, the more you feel like you are the issue. The longer you are here, the more you start to feel crazy. And that's why I just simply entitled this video, "You Are Not Crazy." That's why I simply entitled like this episode, "You Are Not Crazy," because y'all need to hear those words. Because when I'm talking to people one-on-one over Zoom, when I'm interviewing people, when I'm speaking to people, when I'm doing podcasts and whatnot, that's why all I hear is, "I'm going crazy. I feel like I'm going crazy. I'm losing my mind. This is where I'm at right now." This is how they want you. When they feel like they have you thinking you're going crazy, they win. It's a victory for them. It is. Narcissistic people, a lot of them, think in terms of wins and losses. And you going crazy, or you feeling like you're going crazy, is a victory to them because they can keep you off balance. Hey, my friend said they saw you out last night at the bar. Your friend didn't see anything. I wasn't even at the bar. And if I was at the bar, why do you have your friend watching me? Why are you stalking me? Your friend is stalking me. You're stalkers. Y'all are crazy. You're so insecure. They plant the seed. They plant the crazy seed. You see what I'm saying? Like, look, matter of fact, look. The peppercorns, like little peppercorns right here. They plant the little peppercorns. They plant the little seeds in the ground. And then they water them. They water the seeds of insanity in your mind. Right? They make you feel like you're going crazy. They make you question what you saw or what you heard. And then you start to do it on your own. Because they've yelled and screamed at you so much over time for being insecure, for being crazy, that you stop wanting to even talk about it anymore now. You don't even want to talk about it anymore now. You don't want to bring it up because you don't want to be yelled and screamed at, right? So you just sit with it. You sit with it and you sit in it. And these thoughts flow through your head. They keep flowing through your head the entire time. And they make you feel like you're going crazy. Am I crazy for bringing this up? Am I going insane? You're going to feel like it, y'all. You're going to feel like you don't understand how many people I've talked to over the last few years that have said those exact words. You watching this video because you might have said those exact words, haven't you? You might be watching this video right now because you said the words, I feel like I'm crazy. I'm going crazy. I feel insane. I feel like I'm the problem. Because they keep messing with you, y'all. It benefits a narcissist to mess with you. It greatly benefits them to keep you off balance, to keep you off guard. It just does, y'all. It's one of those things that they benefit directly from you feeling like you're going crazy because they can keep doing what they want to do. And you might stop questioning it and start questioning yourself. You might stop questioning them and start questioning your own actions. You might stop questioning them and start questioning how you feel. Like you stop wanting to go out the house because they feel like you get scared to go outside and talk to your friends or go out and have fun with your friends because you get afraid that they're going to say something to you when you get home, or they're going to be blowing your phone up the entire time you're out with your friends. They don't let you have it's hard not to feel crazy when you're always in fight or flight, when you're stressed, you always under constant stress. It's hard to feel peace or find peace in any type of these situations. So this video right here is for you to understand that even if you are still in the relationship, you are not crazy. Some people might call you crazy for still being there, but I know everybody's situation is different. I'm not trying to drag you out of your relationship. I'm just trying to bring this level of understanding to you so you understand what you're going through, so you understand what you're experiencing, so you understand the dynamic, the subtle intricacies of what's going on here. Because I want you to understand it and see it. If you're still in a relationship, you can start setting boundaries and start believing your truth. Your truth is the truth. It's not a version of the truth. It's not a version of the truth. It's not something you made up of your head. There's not three sides to every story. Your side, my side, and the truth. Your version is the truth. Your version is the objective truth. You saw it. You heard it. You seen it. You smelt it. Your version is the objective truth. There's no denying this, but they're going to deny it anyway. Because, and I know what goes on a lot of people's minds. Like, you can catch them in the act. Video recording. Look, they can be holding their license and registration in the camera, in the recording. Y'all, yes, this is me. I'm Lee Hammack. Here's my license and registration. I'm doing whatever they accuse me of. You show them that video, and they'll be like, nah, that ain't me. Because the audacity and the brazenness of it, they're so damn brash. You'd be like, no, nobody would. No. Nobody would deny all this evidence. No, because you wouldn't deny it. So you assume nobody else would deny it. Narcissistic people are built on survival, y'all. They want to survive whatever it is. You know, they want to survive. They want to do whatever it takes in these situations right here. They want to keep things moving forward and whatnot. They just want to keep doing what benefits them or what they feel like is beneficial to them. So that's why I say it. They're going to keep doing it, y'all. They want to drive you crazy. And somebody told me a while ago when I was doing a World Ventures, the network marketing company World Ventures, somebody said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So it's just like when you're in this toxic relationship dynamic, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting something else to change, you're going to feel insane. You're going to feel crazy. If you keep confronting them with the truth over and over again and they just keep denying it, you're expecting them to admit it. They're never going to admit it if it's not beneficial to them. What's the benefit of them admitting to doing whatever you're accusing them of? Doing whatever you have proof of. What's the benefit in it for them? Typically, there's not enough benefit in it for them to go out here and make a decision to change or alter their life. It just doesn't work that way. So this is what I'm just telling people. In these situations, you have to do things and benefit towards you, to benefit you, to help you build the strength that you need to keep moving forward. You know, like, you have to get around other people. If you have to join, like I said, I have support groups and whatnot in order to just help people. The support group links are in my bio. I have courses to help people out as well, to understand, because you getting around people, how to stop feeling crazy, sometimes requires outside external validation. Of course, you want to validate yourself. Of course, you want to watch videos and like this, things like this, to validate yourself. You want to do that. But getting around people that have experienced similar things, talking to people that have experienced similar things, can just, it can just help lift this crazy, insane weight off of your shoulders. Where you feel like, damn, I feel like I'm going crazy. I need some help. This is what talking to other people who have been through the same thing helps you out with. Reading literature, understanding, look up the definition of gaslighting. Sometimes you have to get away from the situation in order to just come back to a base of to stop feeling crazy. When I say get away from the situation, I'm not talking about leave right now. I'm saying go do something for yourself, to nurture yourself, to feed yourself. Go do something for yourself that helps you feel sane, to feel grounded. Like go outside, y'all. Take your shoes off. Take your socks off. Go find some dirt. Or if you live close to the beach or some sand or something, go put your feet in the sand and squeeze the sand between your feet. You want to feel grounded. Like, that's how you get rooted. That's how you get re-rooted right there. That's how you root yourself in reality. Put your feet on the ground and understand that the ground is real. If you don't have any concrete, if you don't have any sand around you, go outside and stand on some concrete. Like, fill the concrete in your feet. Stand in some grass. Feel something, y'all. Feel something real. You want to feel something real. You want to root yourself. Because when you root yourself, they can't take that away from you. When you stop feeling crazy, and you understand when the fog starts to clear and the fog starts to lift, you win. There's winning in it for you. So I hope y'all stay in power. Hope y'all stay strong. Like I said, the link is in my bio description for all my for my courses and whatnot. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.